Hey everybody, Wednesday, October 26th. My name's Will. I'll be running through today's brief. Beginning with a look at performance from yesterday, it was another positive day, at least out of the domestic equity markets, led to the upside here by the Russell 2000, gaining well over 2.5%, NASDAQ Composite, and developed markets, EFA, also up over 2% yesterday. Notably, the US dollar continued its exhale, which I'll show a bit later, but that was a setup that we saw yesterday, some of the notable movement there. Beginning with some of the index charts I want to highlight today. First is the Russell 2000, back into a positive trend on its default point figure chart for consults chart, the third time this year. So maybe the third time's a charm. Nonetheless, positive development for small caps, and you've seen that leadership continue. One thing that I heard recently, and it's actually on our podcast with Brian Joyce recently, mentioning the dollar's strength could be aiding a lot of the small cap companies that have less overseas revenue exposure, being that their goods are not as expensive as a lot of the large cap names that have some of that more overseas revenue exposure. Dollar denominated products are more expensive for foreigners. So maybe some jargon there, but something to note with small caps, US dollar, an interesting observation that we heard lately on more of the fundamental and qualitative front. S&P 500 chart getting close to that bearish resistance line, added three X's yesterday at 3860. We have a minor level of resistance at 3900, maybe more of a conversational level, kind of round hundreds, but bearish resistance line still at around 3980 from current levels. Dollar, I mentioned I want to highlight this chart. We called out on Twitter yesterday. We also mentioned this in our report and talked about it a bit more. The US dollar returning to a sell signal. It gave its first sell signal for the first time since November of 2020. I do want to highlight, though, if you go back to the sell signal, so November of 2020 is when this last sell signal technically happened, but do note that you returned to a sell signal in May of 2020. And then July of 2020, you got another sell signal, and then another one in November of 2020. So not to say that, again, that one signal changes the trend, but this is an interesting development. You added another O most recently as well. Your next support for the dollar is at 110. We also put in our report yesterday, like I said, some further commentary on the US dollar. If you look at the 12-month rolling performance for the US dollar, you rarely get above 20%, as my colleague David called out here. This is, call it the sixth time or so that the rolling 12-month performance for the US dollar is over 20%. Not likely something that you have continued to go see forward, but there is precedent for it, as you saw in Exhibit 1, Exhibit 3, where those periods lasted for a bit longer as well. Interesting chart to note as well. Move into some of our technical indicators this morning. I'm really just going to highlight two participation-based indicators. So this one is, what percentage of stocks in the S&P 500 are above their bullish support line, or in common terms, what percentage of stocks are above their positive trend line in the S&P 500. This reversed up into X's yesterday at 32%. We also put in a higher bottom at 24%. So more stocks maintained their positive trend lines than we saw in the June pullback. That's a positive chart development, moving in the right direction for sure. We definitely like to see this sit a bit higher, you know, above 50%, above 60%. It's typically where you see the indicators sit in healthy market environments, but nonetheless, we're at least moving in the right direction now. On the bullish percent for the S&P 500, so same universe of stocks, but now we're looking at those stocks that are on a point figure buy signal. This added, I'm not going to count, a lot of X's yesterday, up to 50%. 50% is notable, where we can say half of stocks in the S&P 500 are trading on a point figure buy signal. If you want to give the exact reading, it's about 51% of names are trading on point figure buy signals. Another positive development, moving in the right direction, conversationally a bit encouraging as well, given that over half of stocks are on buy signals. Not as encouraging, unfortunately, is going to be some of the mega cap earnings that most recently came out. First one's going to be from Alphabet, down about 6% pre-market at the time of this recording. So it about kissed its bearish resistance line and has now fallen back down, potentially given as potentially returning to a sell signal today at 97. Do you know you have support at 98? So that's going to be your first level to watch. Maybe we get a pullback if you hold support and break out to the upside. Could be a positive development, but do note breakage of support would be at 97. You got further support and probably more substantial at around 95 for Alphabet. This is still a three attribute stock, so technically a hold in our system right now. Microsoft also down about 6% pre-market at the time of this recording. Note both of these will weigh heavily on the cap-weighted indices that they are a part of today, of course. Microsoft rated as a 4 attribute, so technically rated as a buy, a bit higher than Google or Alphabet at the time. Do note that the absolute picture hasn't looked tremendous for most of this year, so a lot of this attribute is relative strength based, how it's performing relative to the market. Not to get too much into that, but note that we kind of formed this double top at 248. Looks like we're going to get a reversal today. So unable to return to a buy signal for Microsoft. It's going to remain on consecutive sell signals and maybe challenge some of its support down here at 220, which also looks to be a bit firm. And that's a name to watch. First signs of life would really just be a return back to a buy signal. Albeit you've seen a lot of head fakes this year. So certainly looking for some further confirmation here on the Microsoft chart. That's all I had by way of updates this morning. I thank you for your time, and David will be with you all again tomorrow morning.